The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So at this time in the world, we live as probably the most advertised to people in the history of all human time. The most valuable thing that you have right now is your eyesight, and it is monetized ridiculously. The reason that the internet is largely free to us is because it is a perfect vehicle for getting you to see ads constantly for everything. Whether it be this new product that's supposed to solve a problem you didn't even know you had, some new way that you're supposed to be able to get something for nothing, get a ton of money just for clicking on something, an ad that you've won, you're the 1,000th customer to have won a new iPad only to sign yourself up for spam unto the ages of ages. But we live in a world where we are constantly bombarded by offers to make our life good, to make us happy, to finally find that one thing that's going to take our problems away and make our journey through life easier and better and more comfortable. But the question is, do any of them actually work? Because when Jesus talks about happiness, he's not mentioning anything that would ever succeed in an ad being sold to us. We want things like wealth, ease of life, comfort. But when Jesus talks about happiness in the Beatitudes, he's talking about something entirely different. Beatitudo in Latin means happiness. So when Jesus gives all these commandments, he's talking basically about the 10 things you need to do to live a happy and good life. Just as Moses went up the mountain and brought down 10 commandments, so Jesus in the Sermon of the Mount goes up a mountain and brings down a new set of instructions for the people. And what does he tell them? Happy are those who mourn. Happy are those who are poor. Happy are those who everyone hates. Can you imagine those being New York Times bestsellers? How to live a happy life, just make sure everyone hates you, you have no money, and everyone in your life dies. That way, as long as all of those things happen, blessed are you, my friend. No one's going to buy that ad. No one's going to buy that book. And honestly, even those of us who read it today can find it a little bit challenging to say, we can repeat the, you know, beautiful words, blessed are the poor in spirit. But do any of us want to go out into the world and have our lives actually look like this? Do we actually want to be hated by everyone? Will we actually be happy when we're in mourning, when we are hungry and thirsty, when we are poor of spirit? And it can be a little bit hard to actually envision that for yourself, to think, well, if I really do these things, I will be happy. But that's where we get today to the Feast of All Saints. Today the church celebrates all those who have gone before in the way of Christ, all those who have lived a Christian life and given witness to this very fact that blessed are those who are merciful, pure in heart, peacemaking, poor of spirit. For the secret to Jesus' instructions for happiness is, if you want to be happy, Forget about being happy. Forget about yourself. Instead, live solely for the other, and that happiness will come to you. If you can get rid of that thought, what about me? Suddenly, the happiness will boil up in your life before you even know it's there. And that's the secret of the witness of the saints. We look at people's lives like Francis of Assisi, who, born the son of a wealthy merchant, had everything he could ever want, and instead handed it all back to his father, was banished from the town to go live a life of poverty, and in that found utter happiness, helping others rather than enjoying everything that the world told him would make him happy. Instead, we look at the men and women of the church, St. Teresa of Calcutta, all of these people who, following Christ, gave up on the idea that I should be happy as the world tells me I should be happy, but instead learned to give up on that idea of making yourself happy, and in forgetting themselves, find a better kind of happiness, a better kind of life, one that changes the world far more than the one that everyone tells you you should live. For we don't greatly remember the billionaires of this world, and anyway, if you watch their lives in the media, most of them are no happier than we are. Most of them are no less drama-filled and pain-filled than we are. But it is those saints who manage to do what the world tells us not to do and forget about ourselves that find a new kind of blessedness, a new kind of happiness in life, and are the ones whose memory not only lives on in the lives of others, but indeed changes the world. If we think about those saints in our own lives, those people who have made an impact on us, they're not the ones who made our lives necessarily more comfortable or easy. They're the ones that forgot about themselves and took time for us. They're the ones that gave of themselves towards us, be it of their time, of their love, of their effort. It's those who cared about us that we remember as the saints in our lives. And it is our call as Christians to go and be saints in the lives of other people. And it is all of those who we remember today, those that the church has listed on its canon, and those who are saints known to us alone, those people without whose generosity of spirit and whose example we would not be the people we are today. And so we pray today for the rest of all the saints. We pray that we may live into their example of what it means to follow Christ instead of ourselves. And we pray that we may be saints to those whom we meet along the way of life. Amen.